Please welcome the Cornell Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy, Class of 2023. Thank you. Please welcome the faculty of the Cornell Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy. Please welcome Cornell Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy Dean, Colleen Berry.
Good afternoon. I am Maria Fitzpatrick, Senior Associate Dean of Academic Affairs in the Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy. I am honored to welcome you to the Brooks School Commencement Ceremony. I hope that you are enjoying this glorious weekend. We are gathered to celebrate the achievements, success, and bright futures of our Brooks School graduates from the class of 2023. We wish to acknowledge that Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gaya Kahono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gaya Kahono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gaya Kahono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gaya Kahono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Before I introduce the dean, I would like to offer a special thanks to the Brooks School commencement team who arranged this event and to the Brooks School staff who have volunteered to make this event possible. Now, it is my pleasure to introduce Dean Colleen Berry. Colleen Berry is the inaugural dean of the Cornell Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy. She is a nationally and internationally recognized research scholar, educator, and leader in the areas of mental health and addiction policy, violence prevention policy, and policy communication. Dr. Berry's research focuses on how health and social policies can affect a range of outcomes for individuals with mental illness and substance abuse and communities at risk for violence. She is an elected member of the National Academy of Medicine and the National Academy of Social Insurance. As the founding dean, Dr. Berry has had an influential role in building Cornell's newest school into one of international prominence, developing its academic programs and establishing partnerships across campuses and in major policy centers. The Brooks School is dedicated to solving the most challenging issues of our time through research and scholarship, public engagement, and rigorous training of a next generation of leaders. Please join me in welcoming Dean Berry to the podium.
What a beautiful day here in Ithaca, New York. To the class of 2023 of the Cornell Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy, congratulations. It is wonderful to be here today with you and your loved ones, celebrating all that you have achieved during your time here at Cornell. As we congratulate you, our graduates, I want to also thank those who have contributed to making this day possible. First, congratulations to the proud parents, family members, and friends who are here with us today in Bailey Hall, and also to those who have supported you who are not here with us today in this room. Graduates, join me in thanking your loved ones for everything they have done to support you to reach this day. Let's also acknowledge our faculty, program directors, and incredibly talented staff who have dedicated themselves to supporting you to thrive in your studies. Join me now in thanking them as well. And of course, I want to express my deep gratitude to all of our wonderful volunteers and commencement organizers. Thank you all. Graduates, you are setting off in this next exciting phase of your lives, and I anticipate that you will take much of what you've learned in our classrooms with you. I hope you will also carry forward some sense of the core values of Cornell. They are purposeful discovery, exploration across boundaries, free inquiry and expression, the nurturing of a community of belonging, respect for the natural world, and changing lives through public engagement. We have aimed to thread these values through your experience here on campus, and I would argue that these same Cornell values may be worth considering as you move forward to the next phase of your lives. The first is purposeful discovery. Purposeful discovery, these are very academic words. Yet, a willingness to inquire, to probe, an openness to being a lifelong learner sets the foundation for an endlessly fascinating life. Leave the classroom behind, but I hope your openness to an embrace of discovery will continue. This connects closely to Cornell's second core value, exploration across boundaries. Ezra Cornell embraced a vision that we would be a place to find instruction in any study. At the Brooks School, we have committed to the notion that, in fact, the most significant policy problems we face as a global society cannot be solved within the bounds of a single scholarly discipline. Making meaningful change in a complex world requires us all to become boundary spanners. You may find it strange that on your graduation day, the day that you're receiving your Cornell degree, your dean is encouraging you not to be constrained by it. That is exactly what I'm doing. You are being credentialed today at Cornell, but I don't want you to ever feel bound by it. Our main goal has always been to train you to be critical and creative thinkers. Cornell's third core value is free and open inquiry and expression. Universities are vital institutions for protecting and advancing democratic principles, including the free expression of ideas, even those we may disagree with. And policy schools like ours have a unique role to play in this work. This core notion was underscored for me during my own university study abroad, living in Chile at the age of 20. This was a time when that country was emerging from decades of the Pinochet dictatorship. As a study abroad student, I learned firsthand the important role of universities in Chile in challenging censorship and combating political retribution. Universities and their faculty were among the first to be attacked, along with other institutions of democracy like the Free Press, serving as early warning beacons of trouble ahead. In Chile, during the dictatorship, university faculty experienced state censorship, were dismissed from their posts, were arrested, were among the ranks of the disappeared. The idea of a university as a frontline defense of free inquiry and expression had a profound and lasting effect on me. And I was reminded of this again last year when Cornell matriculated a cohort of young women fleeing Afghanistan seeking to educate themselves. At their very best, universities like Cornell can be the drivers, the mediators, and the critics of a continuously changing society. As you leave Cornell, I encourage you to seek out as many opportunities as you can to develop your voice and your views and your listening skills, to engage in respectful discourse on the critical issues we face as a society. The fourth Cornell value is contributing to a community of belonging. Think about your time here. Who have you helped, supported, or made to feel more at home on our campus? How have you contributed to making Cornell and the Brooks School a more welcoming place? And how can you take that same nurturing of belonging into the next phase of your lives? A number of you who are graduating today served on my inaugural Dean's Student Advisory Council. What a great experience it was getting to know each of you and learning from you. Much of your advice to me centered on how best to firmly establish the identity of our brand new school and how to create a community that students, staff, faculty, and our future alums would want to be a part of. Again, I will return to Cornell's founding idea of any person, any study. Intrinsic in this is the idea of creating belonging that bridges people who have very different life experiences. As you move forward in your lives, I hope you will continue to take time to create communities of belonging that allow you to engage meaningfully with people whose lives and perspectives differ from your own. The fifth core value of Cornell is respect for the natural world. Living here, surrounded by the beauty of the Finger Lakes, we are reminded daily of the importance of preserving and protecting our natural environment. At the Brooks School, we have prioritized environmental and sustainability policy as a core area that we aspire to grow in the years ahead. As alums, you should hold us to that commitment. A few of you came here to Cornell with the goal of studying environmental policy. For the rest of you with other career aspirations, I would still ask, are there ways you can contribute to the sustainability, the biodiversity, or simply the beauty of the world we're living in? Finally, Cornell's sixth core value is changing lives through public engagement. This commitment to engagement with the world reflects the land-grant mission of Cornell, and it's also what policy schools should be all about. At the Brooks School, we've established public engagement as a core pillar. In every phase of your career, I encourage you to ask yourself, how is what I'm doing today contributing in a concrete way to making the world a better place? When I was considering whether to accept this job as inaugural dean, I actually took the time to look up Cornell's core values. It mattered to me whether the university's values resembled my own. I share them with you for a reason. Management guru Peter Drucker extolled the virtue of having a mission statement to guide one's career, a simple statement that speaks to what you're all about. I would encourage a core value statement. Your core values may well change at different stages of your life, and that's part of the fascinating part of what you can observe about yourself. These are Cornell's core values. I will ask you, what are yours? Before I end, I want to say a word about your time here at the Brooks School. You are our second graduating class. As I said this morning, when you arrived at Cornell, depending on the length of your degree, the school either hadn't been established yet or was just getting off the ground. It amazes me to think about how much has changed in such a short period. I hope you feel the same pride that I do to have been here at the beginning. It's not often that an Ivy League university decides to start a brand new school. We all are part of something special, something unique. The Brooks School will be here in 100 years, long after all of us are gone. Institutions endure, and the founding ideas and values of the people that were here at the start matter. All of you, our Brooks School graduates, have contributed to our founding years, and you will continue to do so in the years ahead through your achievements. We have prepared you to do important work, to improve people's lives, to reduce suffering in the world, and to make the world a more prosperous, equitable, and healthier place. And in doing so, you will be living up to the investment made in you by your teachers and professors and coaches and faith leaders and families. I want to close with an invitation. In the years ahead, come back and visit our campus. Cornell and the Brooks School will always be your home. Watch how we grow and change. Take advantage of the opportunity to visit your professors and our staff to experience how proud they are in what you're doing in your lives. There is no greater pleasure for us than to watch you thrive. Find ways to stay connected to your classmates. They offer a powerful network that can serve you in your careers. Become mentors to future classes of Brooks School students. Come back again to Bailey Hall at some point and stand alone in this beautiful building. And remember your graduation day. What it took to get here, what you have accomplished while you're here, and how you've used your degree to make the world a better place. Feel proud of yourself and know that we are very proud of you. Congratulations to each and every one of you, the Brooks School Class of 2023.
Now, it is my pleasure to announce the recipients of the Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy John Silicano Student Leadership Award. As I share more about this prestigious award, will the winners please come to the bottom of the stairs here? The Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy John Silicano Student Leadership Award honors Professor John Silicano, who recently completed 18 years of service as Cornell's deputy provost. Among his many achievements and contributions to Cornell, John Silicano played an indispensable role in the creation of the Brooks School. The Silicano Award recognizes graduating undergraduate and graduate Brooks School students who display leadership through stellar academic achievement, public engagement, and distinguished service to the university. First, from the PhD program, Tatiana Padilla. The winner from the Master of Public Administration program is James Bond. James. James could not be with us today. From the Master of Health Administration program, Melissa Lopez. From the Bachelor of Science in Healthcare Policy Program, Komala Anupindi. And from the Bachelor of Science in Policy Analysis and Management program, Amma Elizabeth Bohem. We will now present the graduates. Graduates, please follow the guidance of our staff to walk across the stage and receive your certificate. A photographer will take photos of graduates as they receive their certificates from Dean Barry. We ask that all guests remain in your seats during the awarding of the degrees. We will present the students receiving their degrees grouped by program. In a slight deviation from your program, the Doctor of Philosophy and Public Policy students will be hooded first. Then, in the following order, Bachelor of Science in Healthcare Policy, Bachelor of Science in Policy Analysis and Management, Executive Master of Health Administration, Master of Health Administration, Executive Master of Public Administration, and Master of Public Administration. Now, the hooding of the doctoral candidates. Tatiana Padilla. Her dissertation title is The Consequences of Contemporary U.S. Immigration Enforcement: Lessons from Communities and Schools Across the U.S. and Mexico. Her advisor is Matt Hall, and she is being hooded today by Laura Tack. Congratulations. Nathan Lovell Robbins. His dissertation title was Fatherhood Policy and Family Contexts, Determinants and Outcomes Related to Fathers' Unions, Well-Being, and Familial Involvement. His advisor is Dr. Maureen Waller. I would now like to introduce Professor Sharon Sassler, Director of Undergraduate Studies, who will lead us in honoring our graduates with Bachelor of Science degrees.
Komala Raghu Anupindi. Vincent Zhang. Christopher Tran. Sida Huang. Lauren Patterson Brown. Xingchong Liu. Dora Yi Young. Arthur Solomon Wayne. Aaron Dylan Nierenstein. Drew Bogdan. Benjamin Joseph Johnson. Julia Scharf. Serena Elizabeth Newsom. Charles Clifford Mann. Park Ho Brian Koo. Belinda Zhang. Amma Boham. Joanne Lay. Victoria Kaylin Lyons. Julia Christine Cerillo. Sarah Jill Schwartzberg. Lily Sandra Goldberger. Liam Thomas Pope. William Merritt Roddy. Brittany Koff. Sharon Annette Sapoff. Carly Lenson. Omri Benishu. Charles Lerner. Grant Morovic. Shayna Gabrielle Francis Redhead. Nathaniel Riley. Dana Asal Karami. Kerry Wong. Jaeyoung Shim. Christian Brooks. Renla Chu. Jisoo Ha. Viduhi Rugo Raman. Madeline Zoe Lay. Peter Lansing Jebson. Amarachi Laura Aliago. Ite Anula Wakishi, Emanuela Adaitala. And now Sean Nicholson will be presenting.
Imelda Margarita M. Nunez. Claire E. Chambers. Victoria Bent. Congrats. Brianna Alexis Williams. Chris Stukes. Olubanke M. Agunloye. Kendall Marie Grant.
Stephanie E. Post. Ben Akoa. Christopher B. Wilson. Keith A. Vieira, Jr. Blake Letourneau. Ellie Cadet. Melissa Lopez. Mara Rose Lee. Olivia Allen. Lloyd Sarber. Adia Mujawar. Rhea S. Desai. Peyton Fort. Rhea Gupta. Julie Soo-yoon Kim. Christine Megan Young. Hut Som. Michael Scavarla. Cedric A. Antonio. Juan Jamil Clark. Samya Ravi. Richa Castellino. Aaron Dowd. Jennifer Carbonell Estepan. Alejandra Rivera. Abigail Hentel. Melanie Brown. Like Joe. Please join me in a round of applause for our Executive Master of Health Administration and our Master of Health Administration graduates. Next, Tom O'Toole, the Executive Director of Public Affairs Programming, will introduce the Executive Master of Public Administration and the Master of Public Administration degree recipients.
Thank you.
Jason Zhou. Jesse Ju. Yuan Han. Jeannie Chang. Doreen Luo. Asher Xu. Weiwen Wang. Rinyo Tsai. Jialu Li. Hota Xu. Wuqiu Yu. Yiming Huo. Zhang Qi. Piero Zheng. Cheng Yu Zhang. Hongzhe Yang. Jiyuan Zhang. Jingchun Deng. Ziwei Zhang. Tianga Ma. Ruby Fang. Yuru Yuan. Sheila Wang. Amna Noor. Amal Khalid. Jiao Zhu. Shuo Zhang. Sarah Liu. Wei Tong Meng. Mandra Smriti. Chiu Deng. Baishan Tanuzi. Ishan Bista. Clara Lee. Raven Wu. Victoria Natsahi Chasi. Song Tao Duan. Muhammad Fasul Sumro. Mavesh Javed Khan. Yuqin Sheen. Yiwei Zhang. Dongwei Wang. Eshuan Zhu. Julia Selby. Claire Lynch. Jordan Paras. Kyle Carnuda. Neve Moore. Rebecca McPettit. Courtney Schneider. Jai He. Hubo Wang. Yunxin Zhang. Guanqi Su. Debashish Chakraborty. Daiki Hattori. Emma Yao. Genesis Lee. Sergei Sidorenko. Maramba Munk Achit. Yasmin Higo. Saiwei Zhang.
Congratulations.
Cheryl Ragg. Jane Bowman Brady. Mohammed Al Hussein.
Congratulations.
Dominic Baresta. RT Rogers. Caitlin Boardman. Sam Farley. Uriah Blue. Jillian Morley. Dalton Meese Brockman. Kaidan Yu. Yufei Zhang. Di Zhao. Xi Wei Yong. Nuo Yi Shaw. Olafare Olagbedbaju. Grant Ewing. Trevor Aitchison. Trenton Ulrich. Dong Yang. Sija Lee. Hai Huang.
Congratulations, Jason.
Justin I. Franklin. Tiffany Quinn Vu. Natasha Steinhall. Vimbai Madongwe. Adele Bradley. Daniel Ojo. Yenna Choi. Emily Sobel. Carrie Spanton. Yuchun Jo. Eve Wu. Ilham Nugraha in absentia. Please join me in a round of applause for our Executive Master of Public Administration and Master of Public Administration graduates.
It is my great honor to present to you the class of 2023, the graduating class of the Cornell Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy. Please join me in congratulating our graduates. Now, please stand or continue to stand as you are able and join me and the rest of our graduates in the singing of the Cornell alma mater. You will find the words in your program and on the screen right here.
You may be seated. Congratulations again to the Brooks School Class of 2023. Graduates and faculty, please follow our usher's instructions and head outside to line up for a class photo before our toast reception on the plaza. We encourage everyone to join in that toast at 2:45. We ask that all guests remain in their seats until all of the graduates and faculty have left Bailey Hall. Then please join us on the plaza for our celebration reception.